BBC News with Mary Small. Islamist militants fighting the Pakistani army in the Swat Valley in northwestern Pakistan have declared a 10-day ceasefire. The move follows an agreement by the government to enforce Sharia law in the district. The militants, led by a Taliban cleric called Sufi Muhammad, said a permanent end to hostilities could be close. Shoaib Hassan reports from Islamabad.
The agreement was signed by Sufi Muhammad on Sunday after talks with the Northwest Frontier Province's government. It was immediately endorsed by a spokesman for the Taliban. The agreement binds the provincial government to implement Sharia law in the Malakand division. The current movement is led by Sufi Muhammad's son-in-law, Maulana Fazlullah. They have been fighting Pakistani security forces in this region since November 2007. Hundreds of civilians have died in the fighting, while thousands of others have been forced to migrate.
British officials say that a British resident detained by the United States at its Guantanamo Bay prison camp in Cuba is fit enough to travel home. The officials visited the man, Binyam Mohammed, who's been on hunger strike. The case has led to diplomatic tensions between Britain and the United States. Rob Norris reports.
The row over Binyam Mohammed's treatment has prompted allegations that the United States put pressure on the British government not to release details of the way he was interrogated. His British lawyer says there's documentary evidence that he was tortured, an allegation which the American authorities have denied. Three British embassy officials and a doctor visited Mr. Mohammed at the detention centre and spoke to medical staff there, who told them that there was no medical reason to prevent him from travelling.
Scientists in both Britain and France are reporting possible advances in techniques for killing cancer cells. The British team says it's discovered for the first time a receptor in the body that triggers an immune response when it senses signs of ordinary cells being killed by tumours or injury. In a separate development, the French team says it's found a molecule that can trick cancer cells into believing they become so damaged that they self-destruct. President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela has said that his political destiny will be decided by today's referendum on whether he and other officials can stand for an unlimited number of terms in office. The socialist leader said he would respect the outcome of the vote, which is expected to be close. Will Grant reports from Caracas.
In the Chavez heartland of the Caracas shantytown of 23 de Enero, President Chavez's supporters turned out in large numbers to see him vote. He has spent weeks leading the campaign for the change, saying the 4 years he has left of his current term isn't enough time to make further socialist reforms in the country. The opposition rejects that claim. Elsewhere in Caracas and across Venezuela, long queues of no voters have turned out to tell Mr. Chavez that 14 years in power is enough for any one leader.
BBC News. A delegation of British MPs has succeeded in getting into the Gaza Strip after being held up on the Israeli side of the border for 4 hours. The MPs are visiting the Palestinian territory to see for themselves the damage caused by Israel's 3-week military offensive earlier this year. The United Nations Environment Programme has urged governments to tackle the threat to human health from mercury poisoning. The UNEP's executive director, Achim Steiner, said millions of people face damage to their nervous system from releases of the toxic heavy metal into rivers, seas and the air. About 6,000 tons of mercury enter the environment every year, a third of it from coal burnt in homes and power stations. There's been a second day of clashes in southeast Turkey between police and thousands of demonstrators, marking the 10th anniversary of the capture of the Turkish Kurd separatist leader Abdullah Öcalan. Police used water cannon and tear gas to break up protests against the continued imprisonment of Mr. Öcalan. Sarah Rainsford reports from Istanbul.
More than 2,000 Kurdish demonstrators gathered in Diyarbakir in the southeast of Turkey. Their protest was not authorised and clashes broke out when police prevented them from marching through the city. The angry crowd threw stones and the security forces used water cannons and tear gas. Several people were injured. To the Turkish state, Abdullah Öcalan is a convicted terrorist. But to many Kurds, whose very existence was denied in Turkey for many years, he remains a hero.
Egyptian police have clashed with truck drivers on the third day of a strike in protest against plans to outlaw articulated lorries. Some strikers have blocked roads and at least 25 drivers have been arrested. The truckers say the ban on articulated vehicles, blamed for a high proportion of Egypt's road accidents, will put them out of business. BBC News.